taxes year after year after year with this arrogance that it wasn't going to matter, that it was a bottomless well, that whenever we needed money, we could go to business and say, give us more money. We could go to the people of the state and say, give us more money, we need more money. You don't get away with that forever. That has a limit. Because at one point people say, you know what, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm going to leave. I will leave. We're New York. We say, you can't leave. We're New York. Where else can you go? And that worked for a short period of time. But then people looked at a map. And they looked at the map. And if you look at that map carefully, you will see west of New York, there are other shapes. They're like rectangles, some are squares. Those are called other states. And they're not New York, but they are habitable. And people have gone there. And if you keep doing what you're doing, more people will go there. So we got the message. Why are taxes so high in the state of New York? Because we spend a lot of money. Why? Because we like to spend money. And for many years it was easy. And we just went back to the taxpayer and said, you have to pay more taxes. 50 years, this state spent more money at a higher rate than the people of the state were earning money. Think about that. We were spending more money as a government than the people were making. Unbelievable. 50 years. Well, that's the Democrats, that's the Republicans. It's both. Both. Highest spender in 50 years? Nelson Rockefeller. 11% more every year. But every Democratic governor, every Republican governor for the past 50 years spent higher than the rate of inflation and higher than the rate that people's incomes were going up. We said it has to stop. It has to stop. Average rate of spending was about 6-7% every year. We said when we took office, we have to get spending down to 2%. I said that in my campaign for governor. They said, it'll never happen. Impossible. Impossible. Either he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's deceiving us, or he's going to have a rude awakening when he gets to Albany, because nobody can tell the legislature we're not spending money. It's in their DNA. They're going to spend money, and the legislature's going to beat the governor. Ha-ha. You know what happened? The legislature didn't win. Taxpayers won. First time in history, for 5 years, spending has been below 2%. And it's not that our government has done less. Our government has done more. This is probably the most active, robust government we've had in modern political history. And we've been called on to do things that we've never done before. So we got the spending down. When you get the spending down, good things happen. Getting the spending down is like reducing the number of calories you intake. Good things happen. You reduce the calories, you wind up losing weight. You reduce the spending, you now have more money to cut taxes. And we cut taxes. And we have cut taxes dramatically. Lowest middle class tax up to $300,000 since 1953. Lowest corporate tax since 1968. Lowest manufacturing tax since 1917. The best thing we did, what's the number one tax in the state of New York? Number one tax. It's not a state tax at all. It's property tax. FDR used to rail about this, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because everybody would say New York had high taxes, even then. And FDR would say, it's not me. It's not the state taxes. It's the local governments. Because we have too many local governments in the state of New York, which we do. You know how many local governments we have in the state of New York? 10,500. Think about that. Every morning, 10,500 light switches, 10,500 fleets of vehicles, 10,500. How can that be? It is. Cities, villages, towns, water districts, sewer district, lighting district, another district to count the other districts just in case you missed the district. We have 10,500 governments. And that is extraordinarily expensive. So we said on the state side, we're going to cut out funding, but you know what? Local governments, we want you to do the same thing. Local governments, the taxes were going up astronomically. Upstate New York, highest property taxes in the United States of America. Not just relative, highest in the country. We passed a 2% property tax cap on local governments, which has made a phenomenal difference. So, we get taxes down on the state level, we get taxes down on the local level, we send a different message to business writ large, we send a different message to people. We sent a different message to young people. Stay here. Don't leave. Your future's here. And then we do something else. We start a concept we call entrepreneurial government. I came up with that phrase myself. My staff said, you can't say entrepreneurial government. I said, why can't I say that? I'm the governor. I can say it. They said, no, you can't. It makes no sense. Because it's an oxymoron. I said, that's the point. You don't get it. That's why I'm the governor. Entrepreneurial government, they're going to think is an oxymoron. And then we're going to say, no. Why can't government be entrepreneurial? Where does it say in the Bible government must be wasteful, slow, inefficient, and bureaucratic? God never said that. Old Testament or New. We are entrepreneurial. We're partners with the private sector. We want to help them grow. We want to see them create jobs. The more jobs they create, the better for the government. And they think they're fast, we're faster. They think they're creative, we're more creative. They think they're streamlined, we're more streamlined. And we're going to be as competitive as any private sector company out there, entrepreneurial government. And that then led us to partnerships with businesses all across the state. What we call the Regional Economic Development Council. Totally different concept. Says to Central New York, you know what? I don't know how to grow business in Central New York. I don't. Every region is different in the state. And every region has its own economy. And what works on Long Island doesn't necessarily work in Western New York, doesn't necessarily work in Central New York.